Oh, happy new year. It's me, Steve, and I'm here with another episode of The Frying Pan, the podcast about an old radio segment called The Frying Pan. If you're just catching this one as your first episode, I don't even want to bother explaining what's going on. I really just want to say hi to Steve and his family. We're driving in a car right now and probably the only people listening. So hi, Steve. Hi, Claire. And hi to your sons, Paul and Horsey Kamputz. This episode is one of the very, very first. I believe I phoned it in to WGN. It's about a service called Uberella, which is sort of like Uber, but for umbrellas. And the more I think of it, not the worst idea in the world. So, hey, enjoy.
It's a download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, and we created a theme song for our next guest of the Shark Tank fame, Steve Gadlin. You asked for a theme song for The Frying Pan. We delivered. What do you think?
Was that it?
Yeah.
Was that it? That sounds really similar to the Apples and Stereo theme song for Stephen Colbert. But it's probably just, you know, it just sounds similar. It's probably not that exact song played over.
No, we spent like 3 days recording that song for you.
Cool, man. No, I dig it.
No, thank you. It just didn't seem like you dug it.
Well, whatever. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Offline, Justin, offline.
Steve Gadlin is a winner from the hit show Shark Tank. I don't know if you saw it, but Steve won for a business he's called I Want to Draw a Cat for You, where for a small price, he will draw a stick figure cat for you and put it in the mail and send it to you. You just send him what you want him to draw. So Steve, out of that deal, impressed Mark Cuban so much that he was able to get a development deal of sorts. So he's pitching ideas actively to Mark Cuban, business ideas that might be the next big thing. Steve gets very, very anxious. Especially when he knows he has a meeting coming up, and I know that Mark's going to be in town soon. So, you know, he thought, and we really pushed him. We met with agents and the whole bit for this, that he would have an idea that he may pitch Mark Cuban, and before he did that, he would get a thumbs up or a thumbs down from the WGN download listener. And that's where you come in, 312-981 7200. You could do this a couple of different ways. You can call the number to get online and get on with us, 312-981-7200, and ask Steve a question about his new business idea, which he is going to give us in just a moment. You can also go on Twitter at WGN Radio or at Justin Kaufman or at Steve Gadlin to ask him questions or tell him what you think of his idea. Or you can see that same number, 312-981-7200, and text to that number, and I will read the text. Steve, last week you brought us mail, which we did. Mm-hmm. We culled a lot of the listeners, and it was 70-30 stupid.
Yeah, it sounds like that's not the idea I'm going to take to Mark when he's in town.
Okay,
which is fine. And I just your listeners will be disappointed this week because what I learned last week is they love to poke holes in a good idea. This one is pretty much airtight. So, sorry, guys.
All right, so let's stop wasting time. It's already 10 after 10.
Okay.
Let's get to the business idea this week on The Frying Pan.
There's the sizzle.
Give us a sizzle, Steve.
Everyone knows Uber, right? This is probably the most popular of these new ride-sharing apps/services where if you need a ride somewhere, instead of calling a taxi, you can open up an app on your phone and call a cab, pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Super popular service. What I'm thinking, though, is what about a service called Uberella? Okay, so you're outside and it's raining, and if you're like me, you've either just lost an umbrella or you didn't think to bring an umbrella with you. Think about that Uber experience, only instead of calling for a car to give you a ride somewhere, you are calling for a car to drive up to you. A guy will come out of the car with an umbrella, and he'll walk with you to wherever you need to go. And you just pay on a per step rate or a per block rate, or, you know, it's based on how long he walks with you or she with the umbrella.
Okay, so the idea we have on the table for Frying Pan tonight is called Uber Ella. And it really is Uber for people who need an umbrella.
That's right. You're caught in the rain. Or, you know, I guess really maybe you just want someone to walk with for a couple of blocks. Maybe it's sunny out. But the idea is they drive up to you. They get out of the car and they'll walk with you holding that umbrella over you so that you don't get wet on the way to your destination. Hmm.
Okay, so
Uber Ella,
Steve Gadlin of Shark Tank fame. This is the one you feel confident about.
Well, so what I do with ideas now after going through the experience of the frying pan the first time is I sort of role play them. You know, I do my own frying pan. I look myself in the mirror and I try to poke holes in my idea, and I couldn't poke any holes in this one. It sounded too perfect. You need an umbrella? Bingo, bango. You push some buttons on your app and up drives a guy with an umbrella to walk with you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like it. I have questions, but okay. I would rather defer to the WGN audience who's listening to this. Uber Ella.
Awesome.
312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. You could also text the same number, 312-981-7200, or you can go to Twitter, at Justin Kaufman, at WGN Radio. All right, we're getting our first text. This one just says it sounds stupid.
Okay, well, that's
yeah, that's nitpicking.
Yeah, and if all they can say is it sounds stupid, that means they're jealous or they can't actually think of something to say about it that's constructive. So that doesn't worry me. So far, I'm taking this to Cuban.
Okay. The numbers, we're going to take a break as the people are lining up. Pete's got his hands full because there's a ton of calls coming in. And they are coming in and they are going to have serious questions for you. And they're going to ask real questions for Uber Ella.
Awesome.
So let's see what we can do here. Again, 312-981-7200, or you can go to Twitter at GN, at WGN Radio, or at Justin Kaufman. This could be your theme song, Steve. This could be it.
No. I'm surprised you didn't go with Tripping Daisy, Umbrella.
Well, Pete's working it. He's being spontaneous. We just got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. I want to go to a couple of calls because there's some good stuff coming in. Okay. All right. Here we go. You ready? Let's go to Susan. Susan, you are on with
Hi.
Steve Gadlin on the download. Welcome to the frying pan. A lot of names. All right, Susan, what do you think?
I think you'll be getting wet while you're waiting for the umbrella.
That's a good point.
You know, possibly. The idea is, you know, when you're calling an Uber, you're usually in the building that you're starting at on your way to the next one. So this can be done from indoors, too. You know, obviously you'd see it was raining before you go outside. You'd pull up the app, call your Uberella, and you'd wait for them to show up. Then the person will get out and walk with you. So it's possible.
It's possible. You know. Did that sway you, Susan?
Well, I think you'll have a lot of overhead because you'll need two people in the car, one to run out with the umbrella and one to stay in the car.
Yeah.
Why do you need someone to stay in the car?
Because if you're downtown,
right? You can't double
how
park.
How is somebody going to park and then
walk,
do
for
the,
a while,
walk
right.
with you with the umbrella?
I'd say it'd be part of the service that they'll
Thanks,
find
Susan.
Parking. Yeah. But that's a good, you know, it's a good question, but.
But, I mean, Susan is playing Mark Cuban because that's going to be the first question,
right.
Overhead. It's a business question.
Fine. There's two people in the car. I mean, what do you want me to say?
No, again, Steve, if she's just playing Mark Cuban. You don't have to get defensive. That's your Achilles heel. You get too attached. You got to be able to, you know, question your babies. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, you're on the download.
Yeah, that was basically my question. I think you would need two people in a car, one to drop off the person with the umbrella, mm-hmm. and then go to the person's destination to pick up the guy with the umbrella.
Yeah.
Well, he can just walk back because he has an umbrella. You know what I mean? So basically, he would drive, he'd put the blinkers on, because we're not talking like an hour. You know, we're talking he'd be there for 15 minutes while he walks you where you need to go, and then he can walk back to his car.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me try some others here. And again, uh-huh. Steve, I'm giving you pointers on decorum. You know what I mean?
I just feel like you're so defensive.
These people have good ideas for you. They're pushing you. They're challenging you.
I mean, when I went on Shark Tank with I Want to Draw a Cat for You, there was no dissension at all. Everybody stood up and basically shouted, "You're brilliant." So I'm still getting used to the idea.
I only saw
having
20 minutes of that show. I don't remember that happening. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Okay. That's fine.
All right, let's try Robert. Robert, you're on with the download with Steve Gadlin. What do you think of his idea, Uber Ella?
Well, people need an umbrella in the rain, but I'm an Uber driver, and I'm just thinking I'm a driver, walk out when I see my rider with an umbrella to guide them into my car. That's about it.
That's it. You're not seeing, you wouldn't charge by the step.
No, they'd only get charged for the ride that they ask for.
But they don't need a ride. They just need the umbrella and then a walk to wherever they're going. It's not an alternative to driving in this case. It would be an alternative to walking somewhere. The car would be for you, the Uberella driver, just to help you get from place to place. But really, the customer just wants a walk, if that helps. I'll probably, this goes best with a demo, too. I'd come out with an umbrella. Maybe a guy drives up in a little Shriner car or something to sort of demo the whole thing. But I don't know. Maybe I put too many elements into this one. Maybe it's confusing.
I don't think it's confusing. I think you're on the right track. I think that people are understanding it. I think they just got to talk through it.
Well, it's good that an Uber driver called. I'd want his contact for later in case I start adding Uberella drivers. So
let's go to Dan. Dan, you're on the download with Steve Gadlin. Uberella, what do you think?
Hello?
Yeah, what do you think, Dan? Do you like it?
Well, that was the point I was saying. I saw the deal with the draw the cat for me with the whole idea. And I was just wondering, is there any way, like, off the radio that you have time to talk to other people about, like, different areas of marketing, different stuff like this?
I'm happy to.
There's been like a lot of ideas and stuff, and I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I watch the Shark Tank like crazy, and I see a lot of these things, and there's a lot of markets here in Chicago where, I'd like to be part of some of that stuff here.
Yeah, good call, Dan. Thank you very much. Oh, darn it. I hung up on Dan.
Oh, he can find me on my website if he has any questions, but I think Uberella is really where my focus is going to be turning.
Yeah, you can't look back.
Yeah.
You can't look back.
True. Yeah.
You can't, you can't just live in the past. You have to move forward.
Yeah.
Adam's got a good question. Adam, welcome to the download.
Yeah.
All right, what's your question for Uberella?
Hey, Steve. Yeah, I was just wondering with, like Uber, you've got surcharges and stuff, but what if it's really windy or maybe some sleet or hail, are there going to be surcharges with this?
That's a great question. Steve.
Yeah, I'd say, whatever kind of surcharges we can get away with, we'll definitely implement. So, wind is good, extra rain, hail, if there's snow on the ground and the guy has to walk through snow. If anything that slows you down is going to end up costing you more anyway, because, it will take longer. I think it'll be, that's a really good idea. I won't say that I hadn't thought of that first. I'm just saving some of the good ideas for when we launch.
Okay. I've got I got like 30 texts here. I don't even know how to read this thing. Okay. Let's see. All right, here we go. There's a good one. These are unnamed, so I don't know. How fast would someone be able to get to you? Can our park extend the service to bringing rain boots as well? Sometimes I get caught wearing .. and expensive shoes and it's raining. That's what he said.
No, that's great. I think it would take just as long as it takes for an Uber, so that's generally 3 or 4 minutes. Especially if you're in the city, and sure, we can bring slickers for your shoes if that's what you need. Really, the service is about preparing you for something that you didn't prepare for. So it's a friend showing up and getting your back however you need it. If that's walking with you with an umbrella, that's great. If it's, you know, putting something over your feet so your nice shoes, maybe it's lending you their shoes for the walk and then holding your shoes and they'll walk barefoot.
All right, some other texts, 312-981-7200. Or you could do, you can call us 312-981-7200, or you can go on Twitter at Justin Kaufman, 1F2Ns, or at WGN Radio. Here's a text. I would recommend pitching it to Uber rather than Mark Cuban. Okay.
Okay. That's yeah, good. You know, that's definitely something that they can add on since they already have the infrastructure in place. I think they'll find out that this is probably more profitable than what they're doing with ride sharing. So it might... Yeah. Cannibalize their business a little bit. So, you know, I'd like to go up against the big boys. I don't want to help the big boys.
Here's one that just says, I can see a slip and fall lawsuit happening here. How do you protect yourself from litigation?
Well, that's a very good question. And honestly, I don't have the answer to that. How does Uber protect themselves from, you know, car accidents, right? That's probably more dangerous than a slip and fall. I'm guessing the app would have a checkbox where you say, I promise to be careful. And if I'm not careful, it's on me before the Uberella driver would show up and bring you an umbrella.
Many more texts to read through, and I'll read through them all. Here's a good one. This is so lame.
That's
you've heard that one before. You know,
And I think what people are missing is the human connection with this, right? You are walking with someone who you've never met before. Or maybe it's your favorite Uberella provider, you know. In addition to helping people out, this is building human relationships one-on-one right there. That's what this is about, really. If that's lame, if reaching out, holding a stranger's hand, walking with them in the rain while you hold an umbrella over them is lame, then, you know, hey, I'm lame.
All right, Steve, we're going to take a break. When we come back, much, much more. Uberella is the idea today on the frying pan with Steve Gadlin of Shark Tank fame. He has an idea. He wants to pitch it to the powers that be, right to Mark Cuban. He wants to say, I've got a new idea, and the idea is Uberella, where you can call a car who will bring you an umbrella and charge you step by step to take you from one location to another, to walk with you from one location to another. That's the idea that's on the table. That's what we're talking about. 312-981-7200. You can call that number. You can text that number. Or you can go to Twitter at WGN Radio or at Justin Kaufman. Steve, stay with us. I still got a lot of texts and a lot of phone calls to get through and a lot of questions about Uberella on the frying pan. You're in the frying pan, buddy. It's 10:36 here on Download. I'm Justin Kaufman. We are in the middle of our, now I would say weekly segment, The Frying Pan, where Steve Gadlin, a local innovator who is on Shark Tank, who did I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com, has a development deal with Mark Cuban and has to come up with ideas for Mark. And before he brings it to him, he brings it to us tonight. Uberella, the idea of... Steve, go ahead and explain it to people again.
Yeah, so it's similar to these ride-sharing services like Uber or Lyft, but this is for when you're out caught in the rain and you need an umbrella to get you from point A to point B. So you pull up the Uberella app and you basically, you know, bid for a driver to show up. They'll walk, get out of the car, open an umbrella, and walk with you to your destination. To keep you dry. So it's umbrellas on demand and company while you walk.
All right, let's keep going. I got some people who've been waiting a pretty long time. Let's go to Timothy. Timothy, you are on the Download. Thanks for what do you think of Uberella?
I actually think it's a really great idea.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you would make a lot of money, especially since you're using Uberella. If you maybe, though, you'd have to change it a little bit. Don't walk with them, but show up wherever they need an umbrella, you supply the umbrellas.
Mm-hmm.
And when if they come up, instead of a ride, they're giving them, they want to walk, you just hand them an umbrella and say, thank you very much. And so, then whatever.
Huh.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you're saying instead of a lending service, this is more of a, you're just buying an umbrella and it's being delivered to you.
Exactly. If they use your app, they're buying it right there. It's being charged. You're right. Supplying the umbrellas to Uber. And so all the Ubers out there, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. Somebody has that app, boom, they go over there, and you're making the money on selling the umbrellas to Uber, and Uber's making the money on delivering them.
Yeah, that's
good
a really
job,
cool
Timothy.
Suggestion.
That's good. See, he's making your idea better.
But it takes the heart out of it. You know, if there's not a moment with Uberella where you are walking three or four blocks with a stranger and they're tenderly holding an umbrella over your head, it to me, that kills the whole heart of the thing. You know, fine. He's turned it into a Walgreens delivery service or something like that. You know, just like Google Express, right, or one of these, you know, Amazon.
You don't like to compromise.
Drones.
That's fine. Okay.
I'm all for compromise. I don't want to see the heart of the idea get swallowed by practicality.
Gene on Twitter says, really bad idea.
Well, we don't know, though, if he was talking about my original idea or the caller.
Oh, the compromise.
Changed the idea.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Here's another one. Can Uberella walk my dog when it's raining? Not a bad question.
Yeah, I mean, if you will walk with the person, sure.
But that's it. But I think
the service at all.
But the person's asking, like, they don't want to walk their dog in the rain.
Yeah.
Can somebody come over with an umbrella and walk it for them?
Again, I think this is one of those ideas that I had first. I just didn't mention. But that's, yeah, I think that's a great idea and will probably be one of the services we launch with.
Okay. Let's go to the text. Again, 312-981-7200. I'm going to get to the calls in just a second. Let me go to the text. There's a lot of them. Let's see. Instead of umbrellas, what about conceal carry license bodyguards? That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Oh, I see.
Unless they're carrying umbrellas.
I think this would be better as a service. This is a text. Like Chicago has with the Divvy bike program. For
sure.
A fee, you can borrow an umbrella from one of the umbrella stands located all over the city. Then you return the umbrella when you're done to a different umbrella station in the city. Not a bad idea.
That's fine, unless you think about the one or two blocks you generally need to walk to the Divvy station. Mm-hmm. You know, those are one or two blocks suddenly is the equivalent of miles without an umbrella. Plus, those umbrellas are going to be sitting out there getting wet all day, and who wants to use a wet umbrella, you know?
You know how, here's another text, how Uber can't pick up at the airport? Will Uberella not be able to pick up at hotels or fancy restaurants because they already walk you out with an umbrella?
I see that person as the bridge between the restaurant and the Uberella provider. So I think we're fine.
You think that, so you pick up where the concierge or the doorman
is. Yeah, walk so many steps, right? You know, and if you didn't feel like valet parking, this is another thing. This basically saves you money on valet parking, so it pays for itself because you no longer need to park right outside the restaurant. You get the concierge or the valet to walk you outside with the umbrella to the Uberella guy who will then walk you three or four blocks to your car.
Let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on the download. What do you think of Uberella?
Well, my question is it a regular size umbrella or is it like one of those big golf umbrellas?
Great question.
It depends how much you're paying. It's just like Uber has Uber X and then the Uber SUVs. You know, you can get the big golf umbrella if you have the extra dollars to spend on it.
So it's like it's Uber X, like the idea that you can go like Uber black car and get a nicer umbrella.
Yeah, there are plenty of ways to make this a premium service, not just the size of the umbrella, but the outfit that the Uberella provider is wearing. Maybe they're in a tuxedo versus jeans and a t-shirt.
Well, that adds maybe, that. You know what? Go ahead.
Maybe it's an NBA player.
Well, let me ask this because this is a good one. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on the download. What do you think of Uberella? Because this leads into your question.
Well, I thought it wasn't a bad idea, but I'm just wondering where he's going to find the people that are only going to work when it rains, you know,
on such
short notice. And what if it stops raining by the time the umbrella gets there?
Great questions.
Well,
and Chuck makes a good call about that.
Yeah, two things. One, you know, where are you going to find people? I'll say umbrellas are not just for when it's raining. What we'll have to do is popularize some of their other uses, the shade that they provide. You know, sun and skin cancer is a big thing now, so why not always have an umbrella when you walk? And two, what was the second part of his question? What if it stops raining before they get there?
Right.
That's caveat emptor. I don't know if you've heard of that before, but that applies there.
You're going to have a little bit more focus when investors are talking to you.
Because, I think they speak my language, though. I think a lot of what I'm saying is, you know, stuff they've heard before. So
it just seems like if you're in a board meeting with, you know, with Mark Cuban,
mm-hmm.
and he's got like seven or eight people there, and you have to say, what was the second part of that question? You're not going to
get funded. here we're just spitballing. You got to remember, the environment right here is spitballing, brainstorming. It's fine to be casual. You forget, I wooed Mark Cuban. I got an investment from him. So I think I'm pretty confident I know how to handle myself in the boardroom. I was on Shark Tank, Justin.
All right, I got several more texts. Twitter's blowing up now. 312-981-7200. We're in the home stretch. I'd say it's kind of 50-50, Pete. Pete's tallying, and he's got a sort of I think right now it's something like 9-7. Nine people think it's the dumbest thing they've ever heard. Seven have more questions. 312-981-7200. You can text that number. You can call or go to at WGN Radio or at Justin Kaufman on Twitter, and we can wrap this up in the next segment. So download here on WGN. Come up at 11 o'clock. Patty Vasquez is in with Pretty Late. Excited to hear what she has in store for the show. Coming up 11 to 2. And at 2 is Nick DiGiulio. And he'll take it all the way to Steve Cochran, who starts the morning at 5. Right now, we are wrapping up our segment, The Frying Pan, with local innovator and successful inventor and entrepreneur Steve Gadlin. Steve did IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He also launched Star Makers. He's a guy who has a lot of connections in Hollywood, and he comes up with a lot of different business ideas. He has a standing business pitch to Mark Cuban after Shark Tank, and he comes to us exclusive on WGN Radio to get the WGN audience's response to his ideas. And once again, just reset it, Uber Ella.
Yeah, so just like Uber and Lyft, the ride-sharing services, this is an app you would download, and when you're ever caught outside without an umbrella in the rain or in the harsh sun, you can call an Uberella. A driver will come to your location, get out of his car, hold an umbrella up, and walk with you to your destination. You would then pay by the number of steps with surcharges for distance and time, similarly to a taxi cab.
That's right. All right, let's go to the phones. It's pretty even. It's been even, Steven. Let's go to Steve. Steve, just to go with that. Steve, you're on the download. What do you think of Uberella?
Well, I don't really like the idea for a couple of reasons. First of all, I don't know why this fellow thinks that walking under an umbrella with a total stranger holding it tenderly for you is a good experience necessarily. Okay, these are total strangers under an umbrella under the best of circumstances, okay?
Sure.
And the other thing is, you know, after the winter we've had, I mean, do we really want an umbrella? Do we all want to be walking around like the Japanese with umbrellas over our heads in the sun? You know, I mean, but the stranger thing, you know, among strangers has me a little worried because,
I got to tell you, think of your best friend in the world, and here's a fact for you. They used to be a stranger. Okay?
Yeah. Let's go to Brad. Brad, you are on the download. Yeah. What do you think of Uberella?
I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but it's half-baked no matter how you cut it. But I do have an idea. The idea is, why don't you use that umbrella space for advertising space, sell it to a sponsor or two or three, and then don't even charge the consumer.
There you go. Brad's got a good idea for revenue.
That's great, except who sees the top of the umbrella other than flying people, right?
You got an answer for everything, Gatlin. Adam,
I'm just
on the download. Uber Ella.
Yeah, I think this idea is brilliant. And I know Steve is kind of selling this, you know, with, you know, you get an umbrella walk with a personal touch, and that's nice. I'm just wondering, you know, at the end of the walk, two blocks, three blocks, and what happens when you start to get feelings for this person,
all right,
you know, as a customer, and it becomes more than, you know, you think it's more than just a walk, but it's, you know, customers might be
this is, you know what I would say,
that's
Adam.
Good question.
I would say that, yeah, it's professional. You keep it professional.
Yeah. But there's etiquette, and it'll be on the website. And I'd say it's not inappropriate for there to be a small peck on the cheek at the end of a walk. Definitely a handshake's not out of the question. And you can exchange contact if you want to take walks together again later. So there's no – this is not a dating service, but it's not a dating service. Okay?
And you'll spill all that out on the website. Glenn. Glenn's got a fascinating question. Glenn, what do you think of Uber Ella? Glenn? I think we lost Glenn. He wanted to know what color the umbrella was.
Well, we'd probably, you know, it all depends on how we market and brand it. I'm guessing we'd pick one solid as our primary color. It depends how the logo pans out. But when you see that color, you'll know it's an Uberella provider.
All right. Let's go to some texts.
Like that, you know,
yeah, those are the things that keep you ahead of the game.
Here's
a text. I like the guy a lot. He's always been interesting on WGN programs, but this idea is ridiculous.
Okay, I mean, I'd say we are about even now, right? So that's maybe edging out on the nose a little bit, and that's fine. You know, the nice thing about being me is I have a new idea every day, every week. So if I have to put this one aside until the world is ready for it, that's fine. I'll do that. And I'll come up with something that everyone's ready for now.
There's a lot of questions on text about how you deal with parking restrictions downtown. You can't stop on Michigan Avenue with blinkers on. How are you going to do that for 15? Like, I mean, dog walkers have this problem.
Yeah. Well, this isn't a dog walking service. And how often does it rain on Michigan Avenue? I know the numbers. I don't think they've run up stats on it. So I'll say I'm not concerned about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see what else. What's the plan for scalability? More umbrellas?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Jenny.
Can you wonderful second wait?
Jenny. Jenny, you're on. What's your question about Uberella?
Well, and I'm not trying to squash anybody's dreams. I've never invented anything. But why can't we just hold our own umbrellas?
Right.
Well, this is for when you forget an umbrella. Right? So I don't understand the question.
No. Renee, Uber Ella, what do you think? You there? What do you think?
How do you know that you don't get some psycho coming and holding your umbrella?
Yeah, great question.
Wait, how do you know that what?
You get a psycho.
Oh, they're all vetted. I mean, we will vet the providers, do criminal background checks, all that type of stuff. So, yeah, that's, you know, that's the same thing every time you get into a cab or you get into an Uber. Just know that we have processes that will be in place.
Will you carry, this is another text, will you carry backpacks too?
For the person?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
So the person with the umbrella would carry the...
Well, I'd say every provider is going to have their own restrictions on what they will or won't do. Some will hold your hand. Some will carry your backpack. Some will give you a piggyback if you want it. You know, but I'd say primarily let's keep things pretty standard. You're having a walk with an umbrella. That's what this is about. Anything else is a bonus for you.
Okay, on text. He has ideas every day. He's almost like a fully functional person.
Okay. I meant I have entrepreneurial ideas every day,
here's a good one. I like this one. Uber Allant. This is their idea. Uber Allant, call them and they bring you a talk show host with talent. All right.
Okay. Good.
That's good.
Probably some copyright infringement there on my idea, but
any ideas for celebrity endorsement?
Well, yeah, this is what I'm thinking. You know, maybe you call for an Uberella and, like, Maury Povich shows up with the umbrella, or Danny Bonaducci, or, you know, a celebrity that surprises you. Suddenly you find out I'm walking two blocks with Telly Savalas or someone similar caliber.
That would actually be good. That's like a combination. That maybe that's like the when we talk about the Uber Black idea, where it's like, you know, more money.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. It would be the same price, but I bet you're going to Instagram it. Hey, everyone, look at me. It's Ryan Chavarini walking me from point A to point B.
Right.
You know, local Chicago celebrity or something. So it's you would tweet about it. You'd Instagram about it. I'd say we throw in celebrities as a bonus, just to sort of build buzz for the service.
Maybe more successful in Seattle where it rains a lot. I want to start there. That's what somebody just said on text.
Yeah, and that's a very supportive startup community, unlike Chicago, which, frankly, does a lot of poo-pooing ideas and not a lot of, you know, finding
hey,
the...
That's what we do in the Midwest.
Yeah. No, that's fine. And it's ultimately helpful.
All right. Let's try Austin. Austin, what do you think of Uberella?
Well, I had a question about, like, say it's a group of, like, 10 people, and it's raining. Do you send, like, 8 Uberella umbrella people?
Great question, ten, Austin.
10 people, 10 Uberellas.
So it's 1-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The last text, this will be the last thing we read on the subject. What has this guy been smoking? He's not in the frying pan. He's already fried.
Huh. Okay, again, sort of a simple way to refute something without actually providing any constructive criticism.
So, Steve, what did you learn tonight? Do you think Uberella's a winner?
I'd say I'm about 80% for it. I know I've got better ideas. What I'm curious now, more than finding a good idea for Mark Cuban, is I want to crack the code of the WGN listener and see what type of idea it really takes to get their, you know, their complete support on,
right.
You know?
Well, now you got an idea. You've done it twice, and we will look to Steve Gadlin, the inventor of I Want to Draw a Cat for You, .com. He also is on Shark Tank. He won. He will have a standing meeting with Mark Cuban. He will be back next week with another idea because he's got a lot of them. Steve, thanks for joining us for the hour.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
There you go. Another frying pan in the in. We're going to submit that one. I think we submit that one to Bruce Dumont over at the museum. I think we might have a winner. That's the download. I'm Justin Kaufman. Much, much more. We're off tomorrow, but Wednesday we're back. Patty's up next.
So that was actually the second ever episode of The Frying Pan. We were still kind of figuring out what it was all about. The next one is, I'm going to skip it. Maybe I'll come back to it, but we're going to do the one after that, which since these are out of chronological order, that doesn't make sense anyway. The next one's a lot of fun, especially if you're in a car driving. You'll especially enjoy this one. We'll see you next time.